Oh, test. 1, 2, 3, 4, test. Rowboat. As a member of both the Battleship Commission and the Battleship Association, I am very pleased to greet all of you here today as you start your 13th annual reunion. With so many years having gone by since I last saw most of you, and with more and more gray hair beginning to appear at your temples and at mine, I'm reminded of an old gentleman I once heard give a talk. And after he'd been introduced, he began like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be here with you today. But then, of course, at my age, I'm just glad to be anywhere. This, of course, is a time for reminiscing. And I want to share with you my first memory of the Battleship North Carolina as I saw her for the first time from another ship. This was back in the summer of 1942, about the time the North Carolina was being transferred from the Atlantic out to join us in the Pacific. I had been serving aboard the heavy cruiser Pensacola. It was July 1942, and we were at Pearl Harbor. Morale-wise, that particular time, the summer of 1942, was probably the lowest point of the entire war in the Pacific. Things were really tough. We lost a number of ships. Japanese kept coming back for more. We needed reinforcements badly, but somehow they just didn't seem to come out there. And then one day, it was on July the 11th, 1942, at Pearl Harbor, a remarkable thing happened that seemed to lift the morale of the whole fleet almost overnight. It was late in the afternoon, and word came down from the signal bridge that something really big, a really big ship that nobody could identify, because we hadn't seen it before out there, and it had just come in out of nowhere, and it was standing in the channel to Pearl Harbor. The word spread quickly around the ship, and all hands scrambled up topside to see what all the commotion was about. We looked out across Ford Island and above the tops of the palm trees, moving slowly across the scene, was that great tower foremost. I can't imagine any more welcome sight to us at that particular time. And then, as she slowly and majestically glided around the north coast of Ford Island, all of a sudden, this whole awesome battle wagon came into view, 16-inch guns and all. And I can tell you that I have never seen anything more beautiful in my life. Well, she came on toward us. She was going to a berth over in the yard, as I recall. My ship was tied up along with two other cruisers. We were moored alongside of each other, with the Northampton in the middle and the Salt Lake City on the other side, and the North Carolina was going to cross our stern. And here were all these men, hundreds of them, not only on our ships, but on every ship in port, lining the piers, everywhere that anybody could stand, every human being that could walk, and I mean that literally, was out watching you enter port. I've since talked to people in the hospital at Pearl, and only the patients who were absolutely bedridden did not come out to see you come in. Anyway, you came in, and as you crossed the stern of our ships, with all of you fellows at quarters there, an old chief gunner's mate climbed up on top of turret 3 on the Northampton, and he led us in 3 cheers, and it was so deafening, I wouldn't be surprised if it were heard all the way into Honolulu, 10 miles away. Because we were really glad to